Gaza was originally a Canaanite settlement. Canaan was the home of multiple different tribes who were known to have Nephilim living among them. These were the fallen angel offspring, and they were often referred to as Rephites or Rephaim. The Anakim, who were the people, also known as Anakites, were one of these main Nephilim or Rephaim tribes. And the Bible says that one of the areas where they continued to live in the land was in Gaza. The Emim had dwelt there in times past, a people as great and numerous and tall as the Anakim. They were also regarded as giants or Rephaim, like the Anakim, but the Moabites call them Emim. The Anakim's ancestry has been traced back to Enoch, the son of Arba, who at the time was considered to be the greatest man among the Anakim. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Numbers 13:32-33 also confirms that the Anakim, who found refuge in Gaza, had Nephilim living among them. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Enoch came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." God had commanded the Israelites to destroy these tribes when they entered the land, the men, the women, the children, and the animals. This is probably because the fallen angel genetics were corrupting the seed of man, and according to some extra biblical texts of history at the time, they were also corrupting the genetics of animals. King Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, was told to destroy all of the Amalekites who had connections to the Nephilim as well, but Saul didn't follow through with this command and left their king Agag alive and also spared the best animals from among them. This was the reason why God removed Saul and instead raised up David as the king of Israel. L.A. Marzulli made a great connection in his interview with Charisma Media about the Nephilim root that is connected to Gaza. He pointed out how the Bible mentions in the book of Joshua how Gaza is one of the only places where the Nephilim fled to and found refuge, where the Israelites for some reason didn't go and wipe out and take out those tribes. None of the Anakim were left in the land of the children of Israel. They remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. Now, this doesn't mean that there are Nephilim giants walking around in Gaza today, but the influence of the fallen angels may still be having some sort of effect on this area of the world. The Israelites believed that sin started in the Garden of Eden, but that the rebellion of the angels in Genesis 6:4 and other ancient Hebrew texts is how sin grew so out of control among people. These spiritual principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, which can have influence over certain territorial regions where they haven't been cast out, just may be why we continue to see so much conflict in this region of the world. Benjamin Netanyahu actually referred to Hamas as having connections to Amalek and the Amalekites, who for sure had connections to the Nephilim. Netanyahu's references to violent biblical passages raise alarm among critics. Netanyahu said in a statement, "You must remember what Amalek has done to you," says our Holy Bible. This has led to quite a bit of controversy because there are other verses in reference to how Israel should respond to Amalek and the Amalekites, like Deuteronomy 25:19, "Therefore it shall be, when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemies all around, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, that you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget. We must not forget that, again, a lot of the reasons why I personally believe God sent the Israelites to destroy all the people and the animals living in certain areas of the land was because of the fallen angel deceptions and corruptions that were going on in these regions of the world. We know for sure that evil spiritual powers can have control over certain areas by what's told to us in Daniel chapter 10. In this chapter, we hear of the prince of Persia, who for 3 weeks was delaying an angel, a messenger of God, who was being sent on Daniel's behalf through his fasting and praying. Then Michael, the archangel, was dispatched to come and release this messenger from being detained by this prince of Persia. This angel tells Daniel that he will soon again fight against the prince of Persia when he goes, and the prince of Greece will come as well. The angel also says that Michael the archangel is your prince, the prince over Israel. So here we've learned that there are fallen angels and angels over specific areas of land. Greece and Persia had a fallen angel over them, while Israel had Michael the archangel over them. The influence of these spiritual powers in certain areas can make a huge difference as to what is actually going to take place within that area of the world. Another connection to all of this and Hamas and Gaza within this region of the world and the unrest we're seeing is that the word Hamas is found in the Old Testament. And interestingly enough, the word Hamas here means violence, and it's mentioned right after we hear of the fallen sons of God corrupting mankind, and as God gets ready to send the great flood of Noah. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. This all points to the possibility that the hardships that continue to go on in Gaza may be in connection to the fallen angel's influence over the land, which may be connected to the fact that the Nephilim fled to Gaza and were never formally documented as being taken out of that area. No matter what the root of the evil is in a specific area, we can be assured that God will drive that evil out if the people there will turn to Him. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is reaffirmed in many different Bible verses, but another one is Psalm 101, verse 8. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. The evil is driven away by Jesus Christ, who God has given all power over everything, including spiritual forces, to be in submission to Him. 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us about this power that Jesus has, while talking also about baptism, the importance of it, and following Jesus and making Him the Lord of your life. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to Him.